get knocked down. But I get up again with it. Shake the dust off of my feet from the beginning.
Yeah.
Still standing in the ring, hate to fall back. Thought I was gone, but I'm back. J-Dab trap. And I'm made back with this dot. You blessed not. I'm blessed hot. Dust off, cause my vision ain't done yet. Y'all chrome him alone, we the best yet.
You ain't gotta stay that long. Anytime you fall, it makes you stronger. And finish this race. You're going to a higher place. The residue of your past, what you know won't last. You've got some place to be. A destiny is waiting on you.
You think it's all over. Devil got you peeping over your shoulder. He's got you thinking you lost the fight. Trapped without his spine. Keep you in the mud, cause he knows that with our blood,
you're the winner in the end.
And there's no way he can win.
You wonder why you need too many chances,
and everybody else will be advances
to the next stage of their life.
And why it feels like a kitchen knife
deep down in your soul.
Cause in your heart you know
that you could be
someone else,
doing so much better than you've ever been.
So when you get lost, and should you ever fall, just
God for you
And we are praying for God to continue to bless you and to bless all of the endeavors that he has for you. I want to thank all of our partners from around the world who are praying for us. Thank you for praying for our New Growth in Christ radio broadcast. I appreciate you so very much. And all of the members of New Growth in Christ, as well as the community at large, appreciate you and thank you, whether you be in the United States or in some other province or country. We thank you and we appreciate what the Father is doing through your prayers and through your agreement. And I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement that the Father will continue to bless you. He'll continue to bless the endeavors of your hands, and that whatever you put your hands to, it will and shall prosper for the glory of our risen Christ. And so I thank you again for your partnership. Thank you, New Growth in Christ, for just being the church in which you are. I'm so excited about what the Father is doing in Memphis, Tennessee, and New Growth. You know, it's really a testament to the faithfulness of God. I'm hearing and I'm praying for those who are experiencing just some different trials and tribulations in their particular ministries. And I'm praying that the wisdom of God, as well as the Spirit of God, will continue to flow. However, that's just not our testimony at New Growth. We are experiencing growth. We're seeing the Father do exactly what he said he would do in the name, that is, New Growth. Matter of fact, I want to encourage you, go to our website, newgrowthinchrist.com. That's newgrowthinchrist.com. Go to our website, and you can see for yourself how the Lord is blessing and how he's causing us to experience his glory. Matter of fact, if you go to our website, newgrowthinchrist.com, you're able to watch one of our broadcasts. You're able to see just in a live setting what the Father is doing in the house. So again, I encourage you to go to our broadcast, New Growth in Christ, our website, shall I say, newgrowthinchrist.com, and watch one of our broadcasts. And I know that you will be blessed by it. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Know that I've ministered from this particular chapter before, but I want to come back to it because I believe that in this time, in this age, in this day, the Spirit of God is speaking clearly concerning our pursuits. And I want to speak to the church at large, to the body of Christ. As a bishop, I am honored to serve in this capacity, and part of our responsibility is to speak to the body of Christ at large. We have become very skilled in crafting personal visions for our lives, personal visions for the church, for our ministries, for our communities. But I'm afraid that sometimes we can become so skilled and so business-minded, and yes, church is a business, but we can become so business-minded that we forget the specific commandment in which the Lord Jesus gave us. And I think that we need to go back and add to our vision if that is the case. If we are looking at what we're doing and what we believe as a church we should operate in, and as we look at it, if we don't see the elements of Matthew 28, we need to readjust our vision. Churches all over the world, please hear me. We need to readjust our vision if, when we go back to it, we don't see Matthew 28 in operation. Matthew 28, and we'll begin with verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The King James Version says, go you therefore, verse 19, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I want to read this out of the Amplified Version, beginning with verse 18 as well, so that we can get a good understanding of what Jesus is saying. The Amplified says in verse 18, Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, "All authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Hallelujah. "Go then and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of the age." Right before Jesus ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, to be our great high priest, the Bible says that he called his disciples together and he gave them what we affectionately call the Great Commission. He commissioned them to do a particular thing. Now, this is not the great suggestion. This is not him giving us his opinion as to what he thinks we ought to do. But this is the Great Commission. He is causing us to understand this is his will. This is his desire. This is what he wants to see accomplished in the body of Christ. Notice what he said. The Bible says he started off by saying, "All power is given unto me." Now, we are used to the word dunamis or ability when we see the word power, because most of the time when the Bible is translating the word power, it's talking about the ability to do. But this power is different. Jesus was not saying, "All the ability to do has been given unto me." Why is that important? It's important because we need to know that Jesus is not trying to do everything that is needed to be done in his own ability and in his own power. Oh, no, beloved. We are the body of Christ. And so the dunamis aspect, the ability to do, has been given to us by way of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is saying right here, "I'm not going to do it." But Jesus is saying right here, "I have been given the authority. I have the authority." Let me give you an example. Here in the United States, we have a group of men and women who serve in the capacity of the police or law enforcement. And so these men and women have a uniform and a badge. They can step out of their vehicle in the middle of oncoming traffic, hold up one hand, and all of the vehicles will come to a screeching halt. Why? Because they are stronger than the vehicles. They have more strength than the cars. Oh, no. It happens that way because they have delegated authority. because they have delegated authority, because they have something greater than them backing them up, their badge and their uniform has control over all that they encounter. Not because they're stronger than the vehicle, not because they have more power than the cars and the trucks, but because they are in positions of authority. Jesus said, all delegated authority has been given unto me. In other words, Jesus does not have to do it. All he has to do is to commission someone to do it, and that someone has the power of all of heaven, all of earth, backing them up. How can you say that, Bishop? Because Jesus said, all delegate authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. So all of heaven and all of earth is backing my authority up. They're standing behind my authority. Glory to God. And so because Jesus said, I have all delegated authority, because all are under my command, notice what he said, verse 19. Go you therefore, or go then. Go. That's the first word I want you to get. Matter of fact, wherever you are, just declare it right now. Go. Say it again. Go. Say it one more time. Go. You know, the word go literally means go. There's no variation or no different type of definition to the word go. Go means go. And so he said, because I have all authority in heaven and because I have all authority in earth, I turn to you now, and I say, go. Beloved, there's nothing to argue about. There's nothing to discuss. I know that we have our own individual visions, and we have our own plans, and we want to see things happen. But, beloved, hear me. Hear me, hear me, hear me. The one who has all delegated authority in heaven and in earth has said to all of us, go. He has given us the instruction to go. And so we don't have a choice, because he is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our King. He is our Master. He is the chief authority. He is the one that we worship, that we adore, that we decree and declare is our Savior, is our Lord, a soon to come again King, the one who reigns, the one who rules. He is Jesus. And Jesus has said to us, go. What do you want us to do, Master? What do you desire for us to do? He said, I want you to go, and notice this, go and teach all nations. I want you to say this next word, teach. Teach. Come on, say it again. Teach. He said, I want you to go. He says, I want you to teach. And then notice this, the third thing he says, I want you to baptize them. Now, let's deal with the word baptize, and we're going to come back to teach, because the word teach is found in there twice, in verse 19. As well as in verse 20. So we'll come back to that and give more emphasis to that. But the word baptize means to submerge. It means to submerge. It means to literally put under. For an example, if there was a piece of cloth that had a particular color, but you wanted to change the color of that cloth, you would create a dye, and you would a dye, of the color in which you want to change it into. You would take that cloth, and you would dip it or submerge it in the dye. When you submerge that cloth in the dye, the color of the dye that the cloth is submerged in now becomes the fabric, now gets into the fabric of the cloth. And so when you bring the cloth out of the liquid or the dye in which you put it in or you baptized it in, the cloth now looks like that which it was submerged in. When Jesus said, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, he's saying, I want you to take those who you come in contact with and submerge them into my way of life and into my way of living. In other words, once they are submerged or dipped in the Father, dipped in the Son, dipped in the Holy Spirit, when they come out, their very nature, the very fabric of who they are has now changed, and they now have taken on that which they have been submerged into. You see this, beloved? In all that we do, in all of our endeavors, all that we're called to do, he wants us to go and to change the nature or the mindset of the people we come in contact with. Romans chapter 12 lets us know that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. He wants our minds, or the minds of the people we come in contact with, he wants it to be submerged or baptized into God's way of life, God's way of living. So, beloved, it's not about what we think or how we feel, but it's about what God says. If God says a particular thing and we are submerged into that life, then that means God's way of thinking and being and living has become our way of thinking and being and living. Why? Because we are submerged. We have been baptized. We're not just to go to church and just go through the motion. We're not just to go to church just for church attendance. We're not just to go to church just so that we can see others. But we're to go to church so that we can receive God's way of living, God's way of thinking, God's way of speaking. So that every time we come, we are baptized into the Father, into his way, his kingdom. We are baptized into the Son, which is the Word. We are baptized into the Spirit. We need all three baptisms every time we come to church. I know we think about being baptized in water, but being baptized in water is simply an outward expression. It's simply a showing of what is happening. Because we have now submerged our life into Christ. We have now submerged our life, hallelujah, into the Father, into the Son, into the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. So he says, not only do I want you to go and submerge those that you come in contact with into my way of life and living, yep, to change their mindset. I don't really have time, beloved, to get into how to actually baptize or submerge them into these things. But let me get to this next part. He said, I want you to teach them. And really, that is one key element of submerging, of bringing them into that place where they now are walking in God's way of life, in God's way of living. Now notice, it didn't say preach. Nothing wrong with preaching. Jesus was a preacher. He preached. But the word preach, or the effect of preaching, is to bring people to a place of action, to call them to a place of action or response. But teaching is designed to bring people to a place of understanding, especially concerning the kingdom mindset. And so he said, in order for you to submerge them into my way of life, into my way of living, I need for you to teach them, help them come to a place of understanding. Bring them to a place of understanding concerning kingdom mindset. Bring them to a place where they stop thinking what they want, how they feel, what they expect, what they believe. But bring them to that place where they begin to seek after my face. Seek you first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things be added unto you. See, that's where he want, that's what he wants us to do. That's what he's charging us to do. That is the Great Commission, beloved. As your bishop, for these next few minutes, I want to charge you. Do as Jesus said to do. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Glory to God. Let's go. And as we go, let's foster these relationships that will help people become submerged into God's way of living and God's way of life by them seeing your witness, by them being connected to you, whether it be in your job, in your home. And, beloved, let's teach. Let's help bring people to a place of understanding. Let's not just call them to an action that they don't understand. Let's not just try to get a response. Listen, pastors, let's not just try to be fancy in our delivery, having a fancy title and a catchy sermon. But even in our teaching and in our preaching, let's bring people to a place where they understand God, where they understand what God is saying. They understand what he said so that they can change their mind. And if they change their mind, they will change their mouth. And if they change their mind and their mouth, they will change their life. Father, I pray for every person who's listening, for every person who receives this word. May we return back to the place where we honor you through our ministries, through our efforts. May we return to the place of our first love, where we obey our Christ and we glorify you in our efforts as we go, as we baptize, and as we teach. I pray this for your people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for tuning in. Please continue to pray for us. And go to our website, newgrowthinchrist.com, so that you can see what God is doing at New Growth in Christ. So until next time, this is your bishop, Bishop Sidney P. Malone of Memphis, Tennessee, reminding you that, hallelujah, you are to keep going and growing with Jesus. God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.